USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President-elect Joe Biden says he wants to see 100 million doses of COVID vaccine administered in his first 100 days in office, as many states' governors have expressed frustration with the current slow pace of the rollout. The CDC says that while more than 12 million doses of vaccine have been administered, over 31 million doses have been distributed. Michael Levitt was Health and Human Services Secretary under George W. Bush and tells Fox News that trying to focus on vaccinating one smaller area of the population might have been what's been slowing down vaccination efforts.
As noble as it was to try to stratify those who need it the most first, it turns out that that really slows us down. And so clearly across the country now, governors are saying we have to speed it up and we've got to broaden the categories and we've got to get needles in arms. And I think we'll see that happen across the country. I think governors are responding to that. I think it'll be part of the federal strategy as well.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The woman who helped Donald Trump win the presidency in 2016 is reflecting on her time at the White House. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
Kellyanne Conway was the first woman to lead a successful presidential campaign in 2016. She stayed on as senior counselor until last year. She was on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher last night.
I'm happy that I worked for a president who kept the Oval Office door open to many of us. We can go in and express ourselves. I didn't win every policy debate, but I was heard. And I think any woman in a workplace who is heard by her boss and has a seat at the table should really appreciate that.
Conway adds, though, that the last 2 months have been a disappointment, especially last week.
I think that those marauders and murderers, I think that they insult, not represent the whole Trump movement.
Looking back, she says Trump built the greatest economy we had, rebuilt the military, and a lot of people are better off. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More than 20,000 National Guard troops are in Washington, D.C. ahead of Inauguration Day. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The National Mall in Washington, D.C. will be off limits to the public on Inauguration Day. Security measures being put in place in the nation's capital after riots took place on January 6th. Eric Jackson is a former FBI special agent in charge. He tells USA Radio News it's not uncommon to have threats around Inauguration Day.
Well, during my 21 years with the FBI, I saw a number of inaugurations, and there's always individuals from different ideological groups that either make threats or make notice that they plan to do some type of demonstration or protest.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Green Bay Packers are headed back to the NFC Championship game after knocking off the Los Angeles Rams 32-18. Aaron Rodgers threw for 296 yards and two touchdowns, while Aaron Jones added another 99 yards and a score on the ground. They await the winner of Sunday's New Orleans versus Tampa Bay divisional game. The Buffalo Bills are headed back to the AFC Championship game for the first time in 27 years after beating the Baltimore Ravens 17-3. Buffalo's Taron Johnson tied an NFL record with a 102-yard interception return touchdown. The Bills will take on either Kansas City or Cleveland in next week's AFC title game. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.